Patience, Wiringo.
Good morning, Sheta. In the top stories, the Minister of External Relations, Bela Mbela, is leading a delegation to the session of the Cameroon Equatorial Guinea Mixed Commission that opens today in Djibouti at the behest of President Paul Biya and Theodoro Obiangema Basogo. A health care voucher scheme will be launched for the northwest and southwest regions this Wednesday by the Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malashi, within the framework of the implementation of the first phase of the universal health coverage in Cameroon. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. A session of the Cameroon Equatorial Guinea Mixed Commission holds today in the city of Djibouti in Equatorial Guinea at the behest of President Paul Biya and Theodoro Obiangema Basogo. Leading Cameroon's delegation is the Minister of External Relations, Bela Mbela, accompanied by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paula Tanganji. As our special envoy Alban Jembonde reports, it is a conclave that is expected to permit officials from both countries review burning issues affecting their relations.
Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea share a more than 200-kilometer-long maritime and land border, with the peoples at both ends who share the same historical and sociocultural affinity, and therefore seen as two sides of the same coin or birds of a feather. The session of the mixed commission between the two countries is therefore expected to hold in the spirit of this reality at the impulse of Presidents Paul Biya of Cameroon and Theodoro Obiangema Basogo of Equatorial Guinea. Ministers Bela Mbela and Paula Tanganji were treated to a warm welcome. Cameroon coming to the session with a battery of diplomats, experts on security and frontier issues. Consular issues will surely top the agenda, especially as the closure of the border at Kiosi by Equatorial Guinean authorities since May is impeding the movement of people and goods. The situation of Cameroonians resident in Equatorial Guinea will also be discussed, as well as the Malabo Accord on cross-border security signed in July 2020, whose terms, notably the sharing of proximity intelligence, has never been implemented. Experts of the two countries have 3 days to clarify their differences and look at the same direction, such that Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea are seen as birds of a feather and not birds of different feathers. Albert Njiembonde, Christian Betsigi on special assignment, Djibouti.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Tue, continues his 2-day official working visits to Cameroon today. He will take part in a conference at the International Relations Institute of Cameroon, IRIC, under the theme Impact and Challenges of Human Rights in the Contemporary World, and the inauguration ceremony of the new headquarters of the United Nations Center for Human Rights and Democracy in Central Africa, based in Yaoundé. Volker Tue this Tuesday held talks with the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Guté. In their close to 1 hour discussions, both personalities dwelt on the situation of human rights protection in Cameroon and the state of relations between Cameroon and the UN Commission on Human Rights. Meanwhile, the President of the Cameroon Human Rights Commission, Professor James Mwange Kobila, had an audience with the visiting United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Tue, last evening. In the following excerpt of an interview of Volker Tue, proposed by George Mwam, he says more resources need to be dedicated to address human rights violations in the country. Take a listen.
I've been here now for a day. I have had a chance to meet the government. I've had a chance to meet the civil society. I've had a chance to meet also the National Human Rights Commission. Of course, we always discuss how we can do better on human rights. And we will conclude my 2-day mission and I'll do a press conference.
You were listening there to Volker Tue, who is on a walking visit to Cameroon. Elsewhere on the news, the Minister of Public Health, Manauda Malashi, launches the health voucher scheme for the northwest and southwest regions this Wednesday in Boya, intended to offer healthcare services to citizens at reduced cost. The event falls in line with ongoing actions taken by officials of the Ministry of Public Health to speed up the implementation process of the first phase of universal health coverage in all parts of the country. Here now is an excerpt of Minister Manaudu Malashi's declaration at a press conference organized as a prelude to today's event. He reiterates the essence of universal health coverage.
Universal health coverage is seen as an obvious way to ensuring equitable access to health care and services, protection against financial risks, and the availability of quality services in health facilities. Conscious of this situation, the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, and his government has taken the bet of progressively implementing the universal health coverage for the benefit of the populations against the backdrops of the need to do well with the resources available. The implementation of universal health coverage is a dynamic process of building of a strong, resilient and sustainable system where the supply and demand for care meet in a price equilibrium, preserving in a more than optimal way the dignity of the beneficiary populations through all the mechanism of subsidization, mutualization and national solidarity.
In the meantime, the Minister of Public Health was at the Douala International Airport this Tuesday to inspect the emergency unit renovated to provide quality healthcare services to users of the airport. He instructed the Regional Delegate for Public Health in the littoral to ensure services offered to travellers and tourists are of high standards. He also insisted that route staff be sanctioned. Minister Manaudu Malashi was accompanied by the resident representative of the World Health Organization in Cameroon and the governor of the littoral region. The 19th session of the National Commission for Private Basic Education will be held in Yaoundé today under the chairmanship of the Minister of Basic Education, Laurent Serge Etoundingwa. The event, to start at 8 a.m. at the Multipurpose Sports Complex, will be attended by key actors of the private basic education subsector from across the country. The Minister of Transport, Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibehe, chairs the first ordinary session of the National Civil Aviation Security Committee in Simalen on the outskirts of Yaoundé today from 9:30 a.m. Ongoing efforts made to boost the safety and security standards of the country's aviation industry will be discussed, among other things, at the meeting. In news out of Cameroon, after 2 days of lengthy negotiations in Doha, Hamas has named Yahya Sinwar as its new overall chief, replacing Ismail Haniyeh, who was assassinated in Tehran last week. Since 2017, Sinwar has served as the group's leader inside the Gaza Strip. He will now become leader of its political wing. The announcement comes at a moment of soaring tensions in the Middle East as Iran and its allies threaten retaliation for the killing of Haniyeh, which they blame on Israel. And in sports, day three matches of the national interpols in Group A and B will be played today at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo and at the Fekafu Training Center in the Oja neighborhood. In the meantime, Mintag FC from the Upper Sanaga in the center tops Group A, and Atlantic Sports Academy from Kribi in the South region tops Group B after day two matches played at the weekend. Ben Collins Newberwo has highlights of the standings and today's matches in this report.
A match of extremes in Group B will pit Mintag Football Club from the Upper Sanaga in the Central Region against Option Sports Academy of Bamenda. In their last two outings, the Northwest Regional representatives at the National Interpols managed just a draw, while the flag bearers of the Central Region that are topping on the standings won their lone game so far. While Mintag Football Club will be fighting to consolidate their lead, Union Sportive of Abombang, who are second with 3 points also, will be aiming for a win against Botafogo from Douala to continue looking for a spot in the semis. After a failed attempt last year, the representatives of the East Region are back with a lot of ambitions. With 6 points at the top of Group B, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi will need a win against struggling Buya United to qualify for the semifinals. Volcan of the Known as second in the group with 3 points they won from their lone match at the ongoing tournament. In their second consecutive participation, The team from the West region will definitely have a hard nut to crack in Creamy of Garwa, who are third with 3 points after two matches. The last teams on the standings in the two groups, Sporting of Marwa and Girondin Football Club of Ngaoundéré, will be on standby.
And with that, we end this edition of the news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.
Merci, Patience Wingo, de revenir à 8h30 dans le cadre de l'agenda actualité. Madame, Monsieur, prochaine édition du journal, ce sera en français dans 20 minutes.